Cliffo and Gabby's Memory Monday.
On Sunday.
What a wacky idea, playing the best of our Memory Monday interviews on a Sunday, just to warm you into a brand new one tomorrow morning on the air and on the listener app.
This one deserves another play, though, because this was so iconic, and we frothed over this when we got it. Yeah, we got to chat to David Coburn, but you'd know him as the voice of Captain Planet.
He's a hero.
Gonna take pollution down to zero.
So good. Producer Alicia must hear these, because she's younger than us.
She's no idea.
Like, I have no idea what they're talking about.
What the hell are you talking about?
It was big, Leash, I promise.
It was the best.
Tomorrow on the show, we're actually going to have the guy who played Damien from Mean Girls on, Daniel Francesi. Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You go, Glenn Coburn.
That's one that producer Alicia is very aware of.
Oh,
most iconic movie.
Seen Mean Girls. Have you even got a heartbeat? Seriously. That's tomorrow, but for now, strap in for Captain Planet. David Coburn, a.k.a. Captain Planet. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Australia. How are you?
Oh, we are so excited to talk to you this morning. We mentioned Captain Planet just the other day, and Cliffo and I just burst into the song. The whole office remembered it. How are your memories for playing Captain Planet?
Well, they go way back to the very beginning. I was lucky enough to give voice to 111, 113 episodes over the last 30-some-odd years. We started in the late 80s, and the first episode came out, I think, in 91. It was the greatest job I think I've ever had as an actor, because it's the only job I've ever had that ever did any good for anybody.
Right.
And that's the big theme of the show. Mm. Like, and it must have felt good to be part of a project that was teaching children good, because there is so much stuff out there, particularly in the face of children. So to be behind a show that was actually pushing a really positive message, that must have been really special for you, David.
We had no idea at the time how important it was going to be and how many generations it would impact over time. But we were aware that we were lucky enough to be participating in something pretty special. I mean, we were surrounded by top level celebrities, all of whom who had agreed to work for minimum wage, Whoopi Goldberg, Meg Ryan, Jeff Goldblum, Sting,
wow.
Tim Curry. All of us worked for scale. All of us worked because we believed in the message, and none of us knew how powerful the message would be when we started.
Well, yeah, the message is still the same, isn't it? Like, the environmental impact is only getting worse. So this show is still totally relevant today.
Captain Planet is the only cartoon series, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the only cartoon series attached to an ideology.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right.
The rest are all superficial kind of
fake it's the
worlds.
Most obvious one, isn't it? You talked a little bit about money there and how, like, a lot of people, you know, did the show for very, very little.
Everybody.
Yeah, for the message. And that is so interesting, because it's, you know, it was such a big part of your life. It was such a big part of your acting career. And I don't know, for some reason I had in the back of my mind, oh, he's Captain Planet. He's retired off that. Like, he's sitting pretty. But it's really not the case.
I didn't make a lot of money off of this show. Nobody did. But we did it for other reasons.
You wow. did list off a bunch of the celebs that were part of it, like Whoopi Goldberg and Meg Ryan. Did you actually work with them, or did you all voice your characters separately, or how did that work?
Whoopi Goldberg showed up quite often and recorded with us. She even came in the day after she won her Oscar and let us all hold the statue.
That's cool.
Wow. Reading through your other work, like, you've been involved in some amazing productions, like you're part of Harry and the Hendersons for a while. And I have to bring this up because I'm such a massive fan. For me, The Sopranos is one of the great, it's probably the greatest show ever made. And you played a small role as a bartender in an episode of The Sopranos, is that right?
Yeah, I played a bartender in a gay bar, yeah.
Of course you did.
It was the goal of every New York actor to get a role on The Sopranos before the show closed. And I was very, 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 very grateful to get a part on the show, to be able to put it on my resume. I got to work with Steve Buscemi, who was the director of that episode. Wow. And he's a very sweet, talented, and approachable guy as well. And it's a lovely thing to be a New York actor and be able to put that on your resume.
Speaking of acting, though, you have gone down a little bit of a different path in recent times. You are now an artist in Paris, which is such, like, a dream kind of job. Talk to
That's
us about how that
That's such a Captain
happened.
Planet way to retire.
Yeah.
We're trying to spread beauty wherever I can, you know?
Oh, wow.
I came to Paris. I came to France, the south of France, in 2007 for a art workshop, and wound up selling 5 paintings in 2 weeks. I sold more artwork than the man I paid to teach me how to paint. And I said to myself, "What am I doing in New York City? Auditioning for TV shows. I might get a job once every 5-6 months. And I'm doing a lot of voiceover work, but is it really fulfilling?" And I found myself completely ecstatic in the south of France, painting old villages and ancient ruins and provincial landscapes, and I was making money at it. And so I made the decision to move to France to pursue my art after what was at that point 30 years making my living as an actor.
Wow.
That's amazing. You can check out all of David's art as well at CoburnDavid.com. It's just beautiful.
Just quickly, David Coburn, before we let you go, I would never forgive myself if I didn't ask this question before we hung up the phone, but can you do the Captain Planet voice for us down the line?
Well, you know, I always try to, when I am lucky enough to get people like yourselves interested in Captain Planet and continuing the conversation about his role and his job in the world, I always take great delight in it. And I always say at the end of all my interviews, listen, it's been really great talking to you. I got to tell you guys, the pleasure is mine, but the power is yours.
Captain Planet!
The power is ours!
I could listen to him all day.
Your powers combined.
All right, everyone, let's wrap it up by singing the Planeteers part of the song. We ready?
Yes. 3, 2, 1.
You're a planeteer.
I'm a planeteer.
You can be one too. Because saving the planet is the thing to do.
All right, David Coburn. AKA Captain
Come on,
Planet.
You're not going to finish it now?
No,
you're not
I feel like we were really getting out at the wrong note there. Such a good interview, and going out with us singing is not the way it needs to end. But David Coburn, AKA Captain Planet, you are just fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you guys for opening up your show and for opening up your hearts to Captain Planet and everything he has to bring to the world. You guys are great. The Hit Breakfast Show.